The Rock Hill Police Department is going through the accreditation process. It's called CLIA. We have here in the studio Public Information Officer for the Rock Hill Police Department, Michael Chavis, as well as the Police Chief, Chief Chris Watts. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Chief. Well, walk us through what it means to be an accredited agency, police agency, and what CLIA is stands for.
So CLIA is the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. That's just the acronym is CLIA. Really, it's just a standard, a top-level standard of police, how we do our business. So for CLIA, there's over 400 standards that we must meet in law enforcement. So for each of those standards, we have a general order, which we call, that's our term for policy, and we have to meet all those. So every year, we're going to talk about the portal, but every year we have to submit, and they're looking at how we do our business. Are we following the general orders? And then every 4 years, now that they actually send someone in from the outside to ride with the officers, to look through the department, and to make sure we're actually doing it. So we just had our last on-site of someone coming back in 23, but now every year we still got to go through the process to make sure, or the CLIA is making sure we're keeping up with the standards. So that's kind of what we're going through now.
So every single law enforcement agency has to go through this process across the country?
No. So there's 18. So we're talking about CLIA, which is a national accreditation. So there's 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the U.S. from the FBI all the way down to tribal. And only somewhere, maybe 950, that are actually nationally accredited. It is not forced. It's not law. It's a voluntary process, but it is a tough process to do. So there's a lot of people that don't want to hold – I don't want to say that. If you're doing that, you're holding yourself accountable out in the public and to a standard. We think that is the way you should do it. And we've been accredited. We got accredited in 2001. And so we're currently on our eighth iteration. Again, we had the on-site and was accredited. So the one thing that I was proud of, and this says something about the staff mostly, is the assessor that came in was the retired chief of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Florida's version of SLED, and he made the comment in command staff that there's only one other department that he's come in and looked at and had no things to say you need to improve. So usually we have something to improve. So I'm not saying we get that every time. But again, that was something that meant a lot. And that's the officers and the professional staff that's getting that done. So again, our designation on accreditation, we're a meritorious certificate of advanced accreditation. So we really work hard, but it just shows the dedication that our officers and professional staff have. Because it's just not the officers. It's what we do from the administrative, from the other side, dispatch and records and crime analyst and all these other sides.
And you took it one step further and you have like national accreditation.
Well, the CLIA is the national. Oh, we also have state, which is South Carolina law enforcement accreditation. We go on through that process. So we're one of, in for municipal departments in South Carolina, we're one of only nine. There's 180 municipal departments in South Carolina. So 17 have CLIA, 12 are state certified or SCLIA, and then we have both. So like SLED is a dual accredited. There's sheriff's departments like Charleston County is a dual accredited. But we're one of nine for municipal. And there's 12,000 thereabout municipal agencies in the U.S., and just over 700 of those are CLIA or nationally accredited.
And you've kind of walked through, of course, what the benefits are if you are accredited. Is there any state funding, like any kind of benefits that you get from being accredited? What does that look like?
To say you're a professional agency is the biggest, that you're following a national and a state standard. But it also, there is a discounted rate for our insurance for the city. And there's a benefit for lawsuits. that, okay, some of the trivial ones, no, we're a professional organization and here's the policy that we're following. But it's also something for the community to say, okay, when we had George Floyd, a lot of people were calling in, well, we want you to do this. Oh, we've been doing that. I can show you, that's in our general orders. That's how we do business. So when things like that happen nationally, mm-hmm. that gets a lot of exposure, there's many times that we're already doing that. This is just how we do business. So again, that's something that the community can look at and say, hey, they're trying to do it right and they're trying to be a professional organization. Again, it takes a tremendous amount of time. We have a full-time position that is accreditation manager. She keeps us going in the right direction and makes sure that internally we're doing things right. We meet once a month, the whole command staff, to review general orders, because if I'm going to have the officers or professional staff, I'm saying I'm expecting you to follow the general orders. Well, we got to keep them up to date. So the general orders that we had in 2001 look much different because laws, liabilities, best practices, things change. So you can't just leave it stagnant.
We just heard from Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts about the accreditation that they're going through right now. He mentioned a community portal. We're going to bring in Public Information Officer for the Rock Hill Police Department, Michael Chavis, to explain more on how the community plays a part in this accreditation process through this community portal.
Yeah, so part of the process is we have to advertise that there's a portal for our community to log into and make comments, suggestions. They can give us commendations and tell how we're doing to meet our standards that we have set for ourselves. That portal is linked on our police department website through the City of Rock Hill's webpage. Also, we have a pinned post on our Facebook page that talks about it and gives the link for that portal. And so we invite the comments to come in because that will go to Kalia. We don't see them first. Kalia actually sees them first. They will then notify us, hey, here's the comments that you have, and then see how our policies and our general orders fall in line with that, and we address them.
So what kind of responses are you at? Like, what kind of response can someone in the community give? Like, what?
Any response they want to give.
Really?
Are there any questions that are going to be asked? Okay.
No, it basically is for you to go in and talk about, our agency. Mm. So it's not anything that they solicit from you. It could be anybody in the community that's had, interactions with us. I mean, sometimes there's comments that come in with people who haven't had interactions with us. They just go in and make comments. Mm. And so, some of them will get weeded out. But, there's some that are very specific, give details about interactions with us, positive, negative, that goes in there. We have these general orders, these standards for a reason. Mm-hmm. Is to make our police department better. And so these comments help us achieve that.
I do see here in a couple of notes that if you are making a comment and you're asking a question, like, no one's going to respond back to that question, correct? Like, if someone says, this happened to me and why didn't this happen, no one's going to go in and say, oh, let me take a look at this. So.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So it's a comment portal. It's not a Q&A portal. It is not, hey, Kalia, I want y'all to answer my questions. Kalia doesn't do that. They're not going to be an investigative body for the questions you submit in. What they want to know is the comments. Give them detailed comments about something so that they can look into that with our general orders and policies. Not, hey, had this situation happen. Hey, I got pulled over. The officer said I was speeding. Can you tell me why they pulled me over? That's not what the comment portal's for.
It's not a sounding board like you would find on social media is what you're...
That is absolutely
correct. In a polite way of trying to yes. say it in a more professional way. We can say it, but I know you want to, say it in a professional way. Well, to be honest with you, to give the public an opportunity to voice what they have observed, again, good or bad, gives them a part of this process. Yep. And Chief, as you explained, that's a vital part of...
Absolutely.
...of how you get better as a department. Again, you might think we're doing everything right. Someone brings something to your attention and you're like... Well, that's interesting. That has never come up before. It gives you another way of looking at a situation.
Absolutely. So when Kalia sends us that information, we look into it. Mm. I mean, and some of it we need to respond back to Kalia. It's kind of they drive it, and then we want to. But that's the whole purpose, and that's a reason why we're part of accreditation is because we want to continue to improve as an agency.
And having a third party outside of folks who know the Rock Hill PD is probably also welcomed. I mean, I assume you would welcome it, just to make sure, again, blind eye, taking a look at it for the very first time when they open up the notebook and they see all the files in the Rock Hill PD, they're able to judge it based on that, not any prior relationships or knowledge that they have.
Absolutely. So when you get outside assessors coming in that have no clue about Rock Hill PD and generally have never heard of the place, and they do a great job of sitting down with us and say, hey, we have some suggestions. Other departments do this. So it's kind of interactive, but it's all about improving our services to the community.
How long will this community portal be live? What's the timeline?
It will go offline. Well, the portal's always active.
Okay.
That's one thing. The portal's active, we have to keep it up until March 23rd, I think, is the day that the pinned post will no longer be pinned and the city website won't have that published on there any longer.
Got it. Well, good luck during this process. Please let us know how it comes. What is the turnaround on this? Do you find out in a matter of weeks or months?
No, they generally send it stuff to us as it comes in.
Okay.
But they may hold it to the end because, again, this what's open now is for, 2025. So everything has to be closed out. And then it'll come back, in 2026.
Well, good luck with this process. Again, the Rock Hill Police Department is going through the CALEA accredited agency process of becoming, again, an accredited agency and keeping that title that y'all have had since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That was Police Chief for Rock Hill PD, Chris Watts, as well as Public Information Officer Michael Chavis.